For the last week, Slovyansk has been shelled every day, and the Russians are moving closer. The city's market was hit. Firefighters did what they could to save what they can. At least two people died.
The occupying forces shot about 30 cluster munitions in the direction of Slovyansk city, which detonated over various parts of the city. Some of the shells hit the territory of the central markets, as well as in other neighborhoods.
Slovyansk is Russia's next big target. Taking the city would put them within touching distance of control of the whole of the Donbas region. And that became their main military objective after they failed to take the capital, Kyiv, at the start of the war. The area's governor says it's time for people to get out.
There are about 350,000 citizens who stayed here in the region. That's compared with 1.6 million who lived here before. It's a very significant quantity. Despite what people say, I do care about their homes and their lives, but they should leave.
This is what it looks like after the Russians target your city. This is Kharkiv, just 40 kilometers from the Russian border. These apartment blocks were home to 500,000 people, one of Europe's largest neighborhoods. Now, there is little that is livable or savable.
I was shell-shocked. I didn't see anything for a month. I laid there in the basement. Thanks to the neighbors, they gave me something to drink. My wife is dead.
Those who survived are stuck, nowhere to stay, nowhere safe to go. In his latest national address, President Volodymyr Zelensky warned of the relentless nature of their enemy.
The Russian army does not take any pauses. It has one task, to take people's lives, to intimidate people, so that even a few days without an air raid warning is terrifying.
Lysychansk fell to the Russians on Sunday. The signs of battle are all over the city. Seizing the Donbas region, made of Luhansk and Donetsk, is the Russian priority. And it appears they're committing major resources to get it done quickly. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.